Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March the 7th, 2026. I love this question. It's one that all students go through. People who are trying to maybe look at their life from a different point of view. And it's a lot of people look at it and quit. Let me read it to you. This is from Carrie in Los Angeles. I have difficulty staying with a meditation. I find myself straying away. Can you please help me? And then Carrie talks about the idea that he doesn't find them interesting, you know, in the intellectual way. And he struggles with staying with something, as he put it, so plain, vanilla, mundane, as he put it. Carrie, I understand exactly what you're going through. I really do. And I think a lot of people start meditation and they're so indoctrinated in this society, in the culture of our society, where everything is loud and noisy and distracting from any inwardness. We hear loud music and all sorts of advertisements on the TV when we're watching whatever. There's so much distraction in the news, and it just goes on and on and on with podcasts and things that people put up that are meant to cause you to be, shall we say, aggressive, to feel being taken advantage of, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. We are so indoctrinated. Our senses are overloaded. We find the overwhelm of these senses bringing about all sorts of dictations in our brain, thoughts, beliefs, stereotypes, all sorts of crazy. The mind is full of crazy, and yes, it is difficult to meditate when we're in the crazy of ourselves, in the crazy of our mind. So it's a discipline, and this kind of discipline is very simple. You have to learn how to live your life in a different way. Instead of adding meditation to your lifestyle, you live from meditation as the lifestyle. That's where people go wrong. They don't live their meditation as a lifestyle. I mean, you've got to look at, Carrie, what is your lifestyle built around? Self-preservation, the emotions of feeling satisfied, gratified, verified, vivified, all those things. That those are the things that most people live by, and it is very difficult for them to think in terms of what would support a spiritual practice or support their meditation, as it were. If you live in simplicity, learning how to make your life simpler, not so complicated, learning how to understand what thoughts are important and what thoughts are not. And you will soon see that most of our thoughts are not important at all. That you can live by something other than the pedestrian mentality of thoughts that are only about what you have to do in order to survive. And that's what most people do. And then they reward themselves in the form of gratifications, all sorts of gratifications. And with that being said, their whole life revolves around the idea of how do I get this done so I can go do what I want to do, that kind of thing. And meditation, well, Carrie, it doesn't sound like you really want to do it or practice it in any way, but you have to understand why you even try to meditate. What is the effort all about? Why are you doing this? Is there something in meditation that is deeply important to you or not? Maybe not. Maybe you're doing it because you think you should, or it'll make your life better or easier, but it's not about all that stuff. We meditate because we can. And in this instance, evidently, you can't. And so this is going to be a struggle. This is going to be a difficulty in your life rather than a blessing. So you're going to have to change your outer life around the whole idea of what it means to truly meditate. And to do this, you're going to have to learn to live in the three S's, as I call it, simplicity, solitude, and silence. If you don't live in those three elements, if you don't make them the jurisdiction of your life and how you're going to live your life, you're going to fall away and you're going to get caught up in desire, ambition, and pride. And those are killers for meditation. I mean, there's no way to meditate when those three things are involved in your daily life, which is probably true with most people. They think in terms of what it's like to live in accordance of what they believe is most important, what makes them relevant to their own life. And if you understand what you have come to believe that has made you relevant to your life, you will see it's about having fun, having the opportunity to do things that you desire or achieve things that you desire, and never questioning any of this as a means for a living, but just realizing that this is all most people can live for. And it's really sad because there is so much beauty in meditation. You have to want love more than wanting what you can think about love. Because this whole life experience is based in, not in self-preservation, but in love. The true depth of a love that is beyond the confines of right and wrong, good and bad. A love that is something you can cherish within you because it brings you to your soul. When your soul is realized, when you truly meditate, you will come to understand this state of the soul and how utterly beautiful it is. You won't live by the dictates of right and wrong, good and bad, or whatever your mind purports to you to tell you this is what's important, this is what is relevant. No, you won't live like that. You will live quietly, unassuming, in a humility. You see, meditation requires great humility. If you have a sense of this great humility, you will find in that humility that there is no need anymore for humiliation. Most of us eventually find later in life, at least this is what I have found, that people come to me and they'll say, I was this and that in my youth. I was mean. I was cruel. I was selfish. I was all these things. And now they have nothing but regret. And so they live in this deep and profound regret about themselves and about their life. And they don't really have a chance to, you know, awaken because they can't stay with it. Their guilt and their shame for the way they lived becomes more prevalent in their mind. And this is what's going to happen. The ego loves to make us feel bad so we can feel right about ourselves. It's very, very interesting. Anyway, that's how it works. It is a matter of a lifestyle. Meditation is not something we do when we feel bad or we feel like we need it or whatever. It is a lifestyle. It is the way you and I choose to live our life. Remember, simplicity, solitude, and silence. These are the elements, the true elements of what it is to have a real life, a life worth living. Anyway, thank you for your question, Carrie, and thank you for your kind comments. on the side. I appreciate it. And thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me. Namaste.